One of our main findings is that in least developed countries, there is a greater lack of access to energy. And this has major implications because that means that they cannot develop and they cannot develop their industries in that area. So this report points out that in order for economies to grow in LDCs, one of the key elements of that is to have access to energy.
Okay, so the problem is that LDCs, these least developed countries, the 47 of them, they're seen as a risk for investment, in addition to the fact that they're getting very little overseas development assistance.
That is correct. However, we have to point out here that the report points out that overseas development aid, only 1.8% goes into the energy sector. And this is a
critical... Of what, 300 billion or so?
Correct. And this is a key element here, because energy is the backbone for development.
Is that something that's new? I mean, it's not necessarily a massive surprise to me that least developed countries have more difficult access, particularly in rural areas, to electricity. What are we trying to do here? What's the UNCTAD, the UN Trade and Development Secretariat, trying to do?
What we're trying to do is that we're trying to get governments to realize that when they develop their agricultural policies, their industry policies, all the different policies they did develop is very sectoral. And they don't consider the energy needs. And what we're trying to say here is that you have to look at it in a holistic manner, is to identify what your energy needs are in order to plan more systematically. Because as you said, rightly said, energy infrastructure costs a lot of money. So you don't want to be spending all your capital building energy infrastructure if it is not connected to your development plan that it is going to have a positive outcome, because the more you can produce, the more you can invest in energy infrastructure and having more access to rural areas.
Give me some good news. There are many initiatives for, you call them microgrids. You also have initiatives such as the Technology Bank for least developed countries. How are they bringing change that might be put out on a wider scale?
The microgrids are bringing a lot of change, because that means that you don't have to invest so much in this large infrastructure of moving energy.
What is a microgrid?
A microgrid is where you set up a solar system within a certain area, a village or a county, where it just connects that county together. It's all connected. It doesn't have to come, it's not connected to the main grid, and there's not just one grid connecting the whole country. Most LDCs get their energy right now from hydro, big dams, or from fossil fuels. And by introducing these microgrids, you are able to take away this element of having to build this huge infrastructure to move energy across large tracts of land to these communities.
Nonetheless, in your report on the structural problems that these least developed countries face, you say that only 4 out of 47 will be able to attain the Sustainable Development Goals targets on energy for all, energy access, particularly for those in the most rural, far-reaching areas. Really, how bad is the problem? It sounds pretty bad to me.
The problem is bad, but people are making progress on it. That's why introducing of these new energy, renewable energies and microgrids is an important factor to this. If you notice, African countries and developing countries, that the energy policies are changing. It's no longer the government, they're opening up to the private sector. So private sector can generate energy, and that the grid is maintained by the government. So the policy is changing, and once the policy changes, it encourages more private sector, and it encourages the grid to expand, and it encourages microgrids, and it encourages access, more access to energy for all.